So today's going to be a little bit interesting. It's going to be a little bit of something different than what I normally do. So today's theme is the first time I have done it before on this channel, but I felt like it was a good idea going into this fall season and going into the school year. The theme is, what can you look forward to coming up in your upcoming school year? So this can apply to high schoolers. I don't know why anybody lower than high school, like middle school maybe, listening in. But if you are middle school, high school, college, graduate school, and beyond. So whatever like programs you're in, maybe you're a teacher, this could apply to you. So just, I kind of kept it broad of who this could apply to, just to keep everything like, make sure it resonates and like make sure it like reaches a broad amount of people. And so before we begin, I want you to think of, I've got a new deck, so think of a question, a yes or no / maybe question that you may have. Think of it right now, and then I will reveal the answer at the end of each reading of each group. So I have two groups, pile one, pile two. Think of which one you want to pick, which one sticks out to you. If the first doesn't resonate, try the second, and vice versa. So thank you. Let's start. I don't know why I said thank you there, but okay. So first things first, you got the Justice card in reverse. So I'm going to read you what it says on the Justice card, then I'll explain what it means in reverse. So it says, take the time to review the details carefully. You will win in the end. Fair and objective decision. So it sounds like something not so cute and not so just, no pun intended, has happened to you recently. Maybe it could have been last school year or preparing for this school year. It could have been like that. So we're going to clarify that in a minute, but we got to clarify it. Actually, we got unity. And it says, do the right thing for the right reason. Compare traditional versus new approaches to see which works for you. A spiritually minded community. So maybe I'm getting the vibe here with this unity card that something challenged you and tested your integrity possibly, or tested how you would react to a certain situation. Maybe someone was testing you or something was testing you. But I don't know. I'm getting the vibe that it was trying to like almost compromise who you are as a person in a way and how you deal with situations and adversities. And so you got the unity card, and that's basically just telling you, hey, that's not you. Don't act out in that situation like that because the other person may be treating you dirty or not doing you so, doing right by you is what I'm trying to say. And so it's saying, do the right thing for the right reason. Be you. Don't stoop down to someone else's level because they went low. You go high when they go low. I think that was like a Michelle Obama quote there or somebody quoted that. But anyway, that's basically what that unity card is telling you. And you got two major arcana cards. You got justice and unity. Like I said, there's an 8 on justice and there's a 5 on unity. So I don't know if that resonates for you, but those are the two numbers you have within this reading. You also have a 2 that I'll reveal a little bit later. So a 2, 5, and an 8. But yeah, I don't know. Somebody was testing you. Let's like continue on with the reading and see if we can like reveal more information about that. So you got the King of Spring upright, and the adjectives on it are innovative, inspiring, wise, theatrical. So maybe that describes you. Maybe you like theater, or you're like an inspired person and you act based on inspiration. You might be wise. You might be like innovative in your ideas and how you conduct different things. But it says a financial windfall. Your leadership skills are needed now. An unexpected supporter of your cause. So maybe I'm getting the vibe that it's like some sort of social issue where you were being tested. Some sort of social issue where, I don't know, not your faith was being tested, but like how you were being tested in terms of how you would deal with the situation and like what would you do type of thing in the situation. And so this card is basically telling you that it's not, now is not the time to step down. Step up. Do what you think is right. Do what's right in your heart and what your gut is telling you to do, and everything will be okay in that sense. Yes, you are faced with this challenge, and yes, it's probably a difficult obstacle to face, but just know that based on how you step into your position of leadership is how the situation will transpire and end. So you have to kind of act according to what you feel deep down. And not necessarily so deep that it's like you have to channel it, but like your gut feeling, your intuition type of thing. And so trust that and you will never go wrong. I always say that on this channel, that if you trust your gut feeling and your intuition and just do what you feel is right, you won't go wrong. And then right beside it, both of these cards fell out at the same time. You got the Six of Winter in reverse. So this is the Six of Wands, so fire energy. So Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, or spring energy. That is Cups energy. So Libra, Cancer, Scorpio. I've said that all out of order, but that's okay. So you got the Six of Winter in reverse. And it says positive changes are on their way. A welcome relief from troubled times, traveling and relocating. So this is implying that you are just now facing whatever this is. So that clarifies that for me, because I was thinking, is it something in the past that you had faced, or like last school year type of vibe? No, this is something you're currently facing and you're currently involved in, whatever it is. And so I don't know, it's like a very troublesome situation, and it definitely is an obstacle for you in your life right now. But just know that you have to, again, act accordingly. Don't act out of character. Do what you think is right. And that is what essentially will guide you out of this situation and like lead you to the finish line of whatever race you're a part of at the moment. But then to clarify those two cards, you got Two of Winter. So again, a lot of wands energy. So a lot of fire, a lot of passion, a lot of creativity. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius is really present in this. But it says indecision is holding you back. Make the choice that's best for you rather than trying to please others, feeling trapped between the intellectual and the emotional. So it's hard sometimes in situations where you're like stuck between a crossroads, or however the saying goes, and you want to act on more of an emotional feeling because you're being tested, and we're human. We have emotions and we act emotionally sometimes towards things. Or it can also be you're trying to act on more of an intellectual thing, like what makes the most sense in the situation, and more so logistically rather than emotionally. And that can be sometimes difficult in a fine line to kind of tiptoe between. But this card is basically telling you that decipher what you should do. So like look within, see which one you should like navigate or gravitate towards. And it depends on the situation. You know the appropriate response for the situation. Deep down inside, you do know. And so I don't feel like you need as much guidance on that. But tap into yourself, and then it'll like show forth, if that makes sense. So it'll like come out of like yourself, of like what you should do for this specific situation. So it sounds like you're dealing with a lot, Group One. Something related to the school year. Maybe you don't like the leadership, or a friend, it's social friend drama, or maybe it's like somebody's trying to hold you back, or a teacher is trying to see your downfall or something like that. But yeah, these cards are just telling you tap into yourself and do what you think is right, and not so much what others may think is okay, or what your parents may be saying to do. Tap into what you truly feel is right, no matter if you want to do it or not, and that'll lead you through the situation and get you to like the other end of the rainbow, where the pot of gold would be, and like the success and all these types of things. And also remember that it's not so much a matter of winning versus losing, it's more so doing the right thing. Again, doing, to quote the card, doing the right thing for the right reasons, and not just doing something just because, you know. So you also got the card in this like Archangel deck. So these are cards from your higher ups. It says vacuum away fear. And so maybe what's preventing you from acting accordingly in this situation is indeed fear. And it is indeed that like instinct to be scared of the situation. And so this card is basically telling you, hey, now is not the time to let like fear triumph over you. Now is the time to let that fear kind of fizzle down and step up for what you think is right and go forth on that notion. And so it's not so much a matter of, again, winning versus losing, or who's like the boss, or who's like the most fearless. It's more so, I don't know, kind of navigating the situation well and acting accordingly. to how you feel deep within. So to answer your question, now's the time to like answer that question that you had. So you got a maybe / soon. So that could possibly mean that those who are higher up, our spirit gods or people above us, don't want to tell you quite yet or don't want to reveal it to you yet because it's meant for you to find out a little bit later. Or it could also mean that whatever you're doing now can affect what it is, so they don't want to give you a solid answer, if that makes sense. So it's kind of like a tiptoey portion of like the board and like how you react towards things. I'm actually going to pull one more card about your like higher ups, what they're telling you to do, and see if we can like make sense of the other two cards and see if there's any advice I can offer you, because I want to help you guys with your life and like whatever I can or do whatever I can. Okay, so you got crystals, energies. Okay, so that's a great card to get. Crystals and energies is all about tapping into that, again, that inner knowledge, your form of inner self type of thing, and like tapping in to what exists within you and not so much the superficial stuff on the outside of you, if that makes sense. So maybe you like crystals or need to get into crystals and that type of thing to kind of create this sort of spiritual realm around you to kind of protect you and get you to be in a state where you can deal with this situation. Or like you need to tap into the energies of the situation, and that's how you'll make your decision initially. So pick whatever resonates, but that's kind of what I'm getting and what I'm kind of sensing from this. So you got the numbers you got again are a 2, a 5, a 2, a 4, a 5, and an 8. So I don't know if those mean anything to you, but yeah. And you have a lot of like, you have a lot of mixed energy in terms of like female versus male, because with the Justice cards, you have a lot of like female energy. With the King of Spring, obviously you got some male energy. The Six of Winter, you got some male energy. For the Unity, you've got some like male energy again. So it's more, and then Two of Winter, you got male energy. Then you got a King of Hearts, male energy. Two of Spades and Four of Diamonds, that could be either. So a lot of male energy. So like maybe somebody is testing you on a more emotional realm in terms of like a connection. Maybe you have like history with this person, or it could just be somebody that just happens to be male, or it could be two females or two males. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, you don't have to assign gender roles to it. It is what it is, but kind of move based on that type of thing. Okay, group one, that's all I'm getting for you. I hope you guys enjoy. Good luck this school year and good luck with whatever you're going through. It will be okay. And you will be triumphant in the end. So always remember that and trust your gut instinct. Okay, let's move on to group two. So group two, the first card we got here is the Ace of Winter in reverse. So it says, don't be deterred by challenges along the way. It's important to communicate clearly and accurately amazing new ideas that should be implemented. So you got it in reverse. So maybe you're the opposite. You don't get deterred or scared of a challenge. You go head first and dive into that challenge. And you're like, yeah, let's do this type of attitude, which is a good attitude to have, but always be cautious of that attitude, because sometimes it can lead to not so great things and it can be a little bit difficult in terms of how the situation will play out afterwards, you know? And let's see, what else did this card say? It's important to communicate clearly. So maybe you have been communicating clearly, but it's just not worked out as well for you in the past, or maybe you came off a little bit too strong. And I'm not telling you to tone down your strong nature, because I am getting that with this card, but just kind of create a healthy balance of like in betweenness, if that makes sense. And so maybe come off strong and like yourself sometimes, and maybe other times kind of refrain from like jumping on a situation so like aggressively, or I hate to say aggressively, because just because you're strong, you come off strong, it doesn't mean you're aggressive. It can just also mean that you're just a strong person, or like just a dominant person in general and in your life. So just kind of beware of that, and not tiptoe, but just kind of be easy on the balance beam of that, of that portion of your life, and so, and that portion of your personality. So then, to clarify that, you got the nine of autumn, and it says, reward yourself for all your hard work, being happily and successfully self-employed, cherishing your time alone. So yeah, this is definitely can be meditation for some of you, and needing to like completely meditate and tap into those energies of yourself. Or it can also mean reward yourself for all the hard work you've done. You, maybe you worked really hard last school year and like made great grades, and you like didn't take time to like congratulate yourself for like the goodness you have accomplished. And so it's telling you, hey, take time, say good job, job well done, and appreciate the stuff you've like done. You know what I'm saying? And like take that, and don't like be so sour about it. You know what I'm saying? So then you got the 10 of spring, which is a lot of female energy. Most of the spring cards either provide female or male energy, but it's more so female, because like spring is such like a flowery season and stuff like that. And spring is also cup, so it's emotional energy. And you know what they say, kind of those gender norms, or women are more emotional, but that's not necessarily always the case. And so it says, ask for help from others, all work and no play, being weighted down by too many responsibilities. So you're accomplishing a lot here, group two, but you have to remember that it's okay. Two things. One, it's okay to ask for help. And the second thing is to not crowd your plate with too much stuff, or crowd your plate with just too many events and too many cooks in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? And so it's important to have that healthy balance in your life between work and fun, work and like leisure type of things. You know what I'm saying? And so then you got to clarify that you got life experience in reverse. So life experience is the tower in the normal deck, but you got it in reverse. So never fear, the tower right side up can be a challenging card. I won't say it's a bad card, because it's not a bad card. The tower prepares us for so much, but you got it in reverse. And so it says, let go of belief systems that no longer work for you. An important life-changing event, a situation that leads to significant opportunities. And you got it in reverse. So maybe you've already been through the turmoil. You've already been through the rough stuff, and now it's just all about going up from there. So like maybe you're on your uphill journey, you face some upheaval, and it kind of created this like stagnation for you, or some sort of like happy medium that wasn't so happy, if that makes sense. So it's just telling you, keep pushing, keep going. The worst is already came, and like you can only go up from here. It's just here to remind you, you can only go up from here, not down. And so, in fact, on the card, I don't talk about the images on the cards a whole lot, but it is a man and a woman, and they're going up some stairs, and he's pointing up the stairs, and she's looking backwards. So it's almost like she's looking back at what they have been through, and he's looking forward at where they can go next, type of thing. So that makes total sense. And by the way, on the card is a 16, so I don't know if that relates to you in any way, but it's a 16. Okay, and then you got the Four of Autumn in reverse. So the Four of Autumn says, manage your resources wisely, achieve a balance in how you spend and save money, help those who are less fortunate. So maybe you've been a little cheap, and I don't want to say cheap, but maybe a little frugal in times, or maybe a little bit reserved in how much you give financially. And so it's important to know that you have to, in order to help others, you kind of have to help yourself, because where are you going to get that money from? But to not be so stingy, and to help others who are in need, and not just keep all the money to yourself and just like forget those people who are in need, you know? So it's important to have that, again, healthy balance. All, group two, your pile, if you get nothing from it, is all about balancing between your personality, balancing between energies, and balancing financially, type of thing. And it says, let's see, help out those less fortunate, right? Achieve a balance, see balance, yep. And manage your resources wisely. So maybe you've been spending a lot of money lately in quarantine, maybe doing a lot of online shopping, which I'm guilty too for as well. But you have to kind of find that happy medium again in your life where it's not so much spend, but it's more so save and spend and save again, and maybe spend a little and save a lot more. You know what I'm saying? And so you kind of have to kind of find that balance in your life. Then you got the Two of Summer to clarify it. And you also got the Seven of Winter to clarify. So the Seven of Winter says there is a better choice, not seeing things clearly, running away from the truth. So there's something you're running away from, group two. There's something you're not facing head on that you should be facing head on. And you have to like evaluate that, because you know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, kind of evaluate that and act accordingly. Don't run from things, because they will catch up to you eventually. But kind of, or avoid things, because again, they will catch up to you eventually. But kind of reach this balance of not so much avoidance, but of not dealing with it then, maybe back burnering it and dealing with it head on. So kind of reach that in between in your life where it's appropriate for the situation. And then you have the Two of Summer, and it says falling in love or making a serious commitment to someone, forgiveness and the resolution of a problem. Don't give up, your relationship can be healed. So I'm actually going to pull from my relationship deck to clarify that, because let's see, I only wanted to do two decks, but I think I'm going to end up doing three, because that's definitely interesting. I'm shuffling as we speak, if you hear that in the background, but that's definitely interesting. Okay, Two of Summer. And it could be, you can take these cards literally, like something could be happening in the summer, because we're still in summer until, I believe, mid-September. So keep that in mind. I'll pull one more card. One came out. I'll pull one more. Got it. Okay. So this makes total sense. So your relationship, something relationship-wise, you got engagement, which doesn't mean somebody's going to propose to you necessarily. Could for some of you, and it could just also mean your relationship will be in the next level. It's like it says on the card, your love life is ascending to a higher level of commitment. So it could mean if you were in the talking stages or some sort of situationship, it could be progressing into a full-on relationship. Or if you maybe were engaged, it could be like a marriage, and you could be actually getting married. Or it could be if you were dating, you would be getting proposed to. So it can mean an array of different things. But yeah, basically it's going to be taking the next step in your relationship this summer or this school year, however you want to look at it. And you got playfulness to recapture, there we go, romance. Allow your inner youthful spirit of fun to shine. So for some of you, you have to kind of like let that... For some of you, your relationship is based on playfulness and like joking and like comedy and fun times like that. And for some of you, you'll meet maybe in a comedy realm. Maybe you're a comedian of some sort or something like that. It could not necessarily be the case necessarily, but it could also mean that this person kind of captures that childlike, not innocence, but childlike playfulness that's fun and alluring and just beguiling and all types of different adjectives like that. And so that's a good thing. It's important to have like a balance between being serious and being playful. And so that's a good thing. So to answer your question that you have, you got probably not. So whatever your question was, the answer is probably not. So it's not a for sure no, but it's not leaning more towards yes. It's leaning more towards no, but it's not a complete no. So just keep that in mind. And then for your messages from your higher ups, you got asking for help, which makes total sense. Because wasn't that the first card you got? The Ace of Winter, that kind of captures asking for help. And let's see, what other card we got? Here we go. And the Ten of Spring. The Ten of Spring more so and the Ace of Winter. Both are talking about asking for help or for assistance from somebody or something. And they have female energy. So maybe this is a female person in your life, or like maybe this is like a mom or an aunt or grandmother, or maybe just a friend that's female. It doesn't have to be female, it could be a male or somebody that's non-binary, but just saying, that's what we got here. We have two female energy cards. And you, so yeah, ask for help from this person, whoever this person is that you should be asking for help from, and don't be afraid to. It's okay, we're human, we need help sometimes, we can't do everything on our own. So just ask for help and ask for assistance when needed. And that's pretty much what I'm getting for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Good luck on your both of you, or all of you, I should say, on your upcoming school year. And I will see you all in the next podcast. Bye, guys.